Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
People are excited that Chris Porter's on the show with us. Just got a tweet that says, "I can't wait to hear Chris Porter on the show." Well, he's here right now. He's sitting right here.
And loves you.
Yeah, she says, looking forward to hearing him on TNT Radio Empire. I am Chris Porter. That's your Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Who has Chris Porter?
Just some guy.
Yeah, are you pissed off? Just some dude, not
just
you.
Just some dude.
Yeah.
Just the quickest Chris Porter to Twitter.
Yep.
Exactly. Like, I'm never the first adapter to those things.
No,
so
I'm always
I am Chris Porter.
Yeah, well, you are.
Chris underscore Porter underscore 7894.
Yeah. If you type in Chris Porter in the search engine, I am Chris Porter comes up first.
Well, because regular Chris Porter's not a traveling comedian.
Yeah. And then there's also This Is Chris Porter, who's the rap star.
It also could have something to do with the fact that we follow him.
Yes.
At I am Chris Porter is Chris's Twitter handle. You want to follow him? He's with us this morning. He's at Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com, tonight through Sunday. And with us today and tomorrow morning. Good to see you again. Everything going good, man?
Everything's good. No Sunday, though.
Oh, that's no Sunday. Okay.
I bounce Sunday.
You bounce. All right.
My mom's coming to L.A.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your mom's coming to L.A.
My mom
okay,
is, yeah.
All right, all right.
You know. I mean, if your mom's coming out, let me know. I'll take her out to dinner or something.
Oh, your mom's coming to L.A.?
Yeah.
All right.
She's cool. My mom's rad.
Yeah.
So that's fine. You know, a lot of people are like, "Oh, my mom's coming into town." I'm like, no, it's fine.
No.
I just, instead of telling her I'm going to the weed store, I go, "Hey, I'm going to go do something."
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You still don't tell your mom you're going to the weed store. That's
how anything changes.
That's it.
Absolutely.
But does she still think you smoke weed?
Oh, she's very... There's literally a room in their house that they've cordoned off for me and my habits.
Got it.
So they're very supportive.
Well, because they understand that's what you do, and it's not like you're a heroin addict.
Absolutely.
Ain't like there's needles in some room waiting for you.
But they still send them to a room.
Yeah. Go to your room. That's fine.
That's where all my stuff's at.
It's like when I was 14 and I had a TV and a PlayStation.
Are they still in the same house you grew up in?
No.
Oh, that's
They literally moved out the day I graduated.
I think we're doing that.
I grew up like...
I know I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I know. It's going to be about 5 years, but I know I'm doing that. Yeah.
No, my...
That's
what,
that,
we
my
grew
house
up
for
out
sale
in
that
the
day.
Sticks.
What?
I grew
oh.
up out in the sticks.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Like, I didn't have a farm, but my friends did.
Uh-huh.
And my parents were like, "I'm tired of driving 20 minutes to take a leak."
Yeah.
So we're going to move down. We're going to move to Midtown.
Got it.
And now my sister, who's 7 years younger, is like, city girl.
Oh, she is now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She grew up in city, and you were the sticks guy.
Yeah, and I have a drawl for no reason.
Yeah, no.
They're like, "How are you related?" I was like, "Time. Time lapsed."
So you were hoping you could have grew up in the city, right?
Fine. Yeah. If I would have grown up in the city, I would have never made the football team.
Got it.
I got to
Bigger
play
schools.
A lot of football.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Bigger schools, tougher.
Yep.
Yeah.
More athletic
also,
students.
Yes, a lot more minorities.
Yeah, faster kids.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
I grew up in the school that had the black kid, the Asian kid.
Got it. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So.
That's pretty much what was my school.
Yeah,
although
if
it was
you'd
a
gone to
school.
The city, you discovered a crack much sooner.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe I could have gotten it done quicker. But instead,
no,
it just dotted my 20s.
Probably not.
I could have got it out of the way right away.
Yeah, I could have been.
And just dotted my 20s.
You know
20.
What? Now that I'm 19, let's get this crack thing done. And then we'll move on to the soft.
Johans was just here, too. And he grew up outside of Kansas City, too. And he's got the draw. What is it? It's funny about Kansas City. I mean, I like the city, but you're right. You leave Kansas City and go 30 miles. Actually, it's the same with Omaha. You get the draw.
Yeah.
Especially down there.
It's any state.
It is any state.
My transmission blew in the middle of California,
right.
And I might as well have been in Salina.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the guy got in the truck and was just like, "Gosh darn liberals, pew, pew, pew." I'm like, "Hey, bro, you're towing a Volvo. Maybe read the room."
read the room.
I lived in...
might as well have been Salina. Yeah. I love that.
Louisville for a while, and that was a strange city because it kind of has 1 foot in the north. You could run into somebody in Louisville that talked like us and grew up.
Right.
Born and raised there. Right. And then you could talk to someone born and raised there that had the thick southern drawl.
Yeah.
But like you said, small town, no matter what state it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are Confederate flags up north, which I never got, but you're right.
And the amount of cousins you date, I'm sure, have a lot to do with it.
Read the room. Greg, join the program.
That's probably the same way in Springfield, isn't it, Greg?
Well, Springfield's all neck, isn't
it? Not all necks. You can find people that talk like us in Springfield.
Maybe right around the college.
And you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You can find all kinds of drawl if you look for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Which Springfield?
Missouri.
The one in your state.
Yours.
Wait. I'm from Kansas.
We never
owned people. So let's back off.
That's
here.
Right.
That's right. You were on the right side.
Yeah. We were.
Yeah.
He was on the right side of history, or the right side of the border.
Sad news, Tom Jones canceling a concert.
Love Tom Jones. Yeah. He's sick, man.
I know he's They're old. Not saying why. He is.
Did you write his name down some ghoul paper?
Yeah, I didn't see his
scrambling. Not this year yet. However, you make an excellent point.
You wrote Jim Kelly down the other day.
Yeah.
How'd Jim Kelly look last night in the ESPYs? I don't watch
that
crap.
I saw one little clip of it, and he looks, you know, skinny, and his speech is kind of messed up because of the problems he's
had.
But
he doesn't look disformed at all?
He looks a little different, yeah.
I saw him recently, but I didn't know he had some more stuff that...
I read it was a good speech. All it was a moving speech.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have some of it if you want to hear it, or if you want to hear how he sounds.
If you're sick, all your speeches are going to be moving.
Yeah.
True.
It's not like anyone's ever got up there as a cancer survivor and was like, you know, I was just a little underwhelmed.
Yeah. You're looking at one.
You're wrong.
This dumbass 2 years ago had throat cancer. He beat it. They cut it out of him. And he's like the worst speaker when it comes to beating cancer. He just says, no big deal. Craig was out of work for like 3 weeks. Yeah. We had a live or die situation with us. We didn't know.
Yeah.
And we knew the prognosis was good. Barely we knew that. And he came back to work, and he's fine. Now he's just a dick again. Yeah. You know, he's not inspirational. Yeah. And even cancer patients says we want people to speak at our event, but not Craig. Yeah.
Just deal with it.
Craig says they cut it out. I didn't do anything.
Cancer patients disagree
with that.
Oh. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. You
I
showed
didn't
up.
Have to go through the chemo or
you
anything.
You quit smoking. You
they,
showed up.
They sliced it out. It's gone. Move on.
You showed up and quit smoking. That's doing something.
Yeah.
That is doing something.
But he's still not grateful to be alive.
No, he's not. Well, we understand
that. I still have the same life.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't change for you.
Were you the guy that's like...
I have a different appreciation for it, but it's still the same life.
Were you the guy that got the good prognosis and were like, come on. Come on, really? I got the good cancer.
See, we were not there when that happened. And I think that might have been 50-50. We were not allowed in that room.
No, Craig has a good point, though. If you, regardless of what form of cancer you beat.
If you beat it, you should get a different life?
Yeah, well, no. There should be some sort of economic windfall or some sort of reward after you've beaten the cancer.
This is how I envision Craig finding out he got cancer. Hey, man, bad news, you have cancer. Awesome. You're going to be fine. God. Come on.
You envisioned right, I think. Yeah. I think you envisioned right, Chris.
The doctor's like, no, you're going to be fine. No, I heard you. I heard you. Does that mean I'm going to have to go back to work where I read? Oh, God, I'm tired of reading.
Not well.
Did you write down Tom Jones?
No.
Damn it. Good.
You will.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do need to remember to look into that.
I like
I've put him on the list, or I have looked into him before for Deadpool purposes.
Oh, I kind of caught that. Yeah, when the Jim Kelly stuff came up, I was like, yeah, this is probably a Deadpool thing.
Yeah.
You got to play the odds at some point.
And Craig does.
You really do.
And Craig does. And most of our people in the Deadpool, hundreds and hundreds are on our Deadpool. So, yeah, I'm sure they wrote these names down, too. Craig just helps them along.
I suppose so. Ooh, here's a horrible story.
Oh, perfect. We got
top of the stack.
All right, let's hear it. 31 guy killed himself with a sword. I love that story.
I love that you said sword.
We caught that.
That is how it's pronounced on this show.
And that's how it's written down.
It absolutely is. My dad and I had that conversation when I was 8. I'm like, it says sword. He's silent. Well, that's stupid. I'm going to go get a knife and cut myself.
Yeah. Too much of that in the English language.
Knife is stupid.
Have you heard the Eddie Izzard bit about the word through?
No. It's got to be funny.
Where he was just like, when they learned, he was like, T, right, H, sounds good, uh-huh. R, absolutely, O, okay, U, wait, what? And then G. Like, what is happening?
That's a funny bit.
Yeah. I don't do it justice, so you should YouTube it. But it's literally, it's one of those jokes where you're like, oh, I should have written that. That was there for years.
Well, at least you gave him credit. Yeah.
Out of Australia, 31-year-old Daniel Raymond Webb Jackson. Webb Jackson, his last name.
Is it hyphenated?
I was going to say hyphenated.
Yes. Okay.
Pleaded not guilty to committing an act of cruelty to an animal when he broke into the horse stables.
Oh, this is a story. I'm glad Chris is here for this.
Trainer said that he and his staff, the horse trainer said that he and his staff suspected disturbances at the stables in the month before, so they installed some closed-circuit TV cameras as a security measure. When the cameras triggered an alarm, a trainer saw Webb Jackson opening a number of stables and called the police. Police found Webb Jackson crouching in the corner of an open stable where he was arrested after a short scuffle. He admitted to committing 2 sexual acts with a horse.
Yeah.
Same horse?
Break out the draw now, Chris.
He told police that the filly smelt his crotch and winked at him, which he believed was the animal giving consent.
That's my favorite part of the story, because obviously also, the rest of it gets kind of gross.
Anytime you look at a horse, it's going to look like it's winking.
They
the
always
eyes
wink
are
at
on
you.
Both sides of their face. Right. You can't see them both at the same time.
Plus, they do wink.
Yeah.
Supposed to tell you that. A horse winks at you.
Especially you give them a couple margaritas. They start really winking.
What kind of bars you hang out at?
Bars in Salina, man. I don't know if you've been to the Salina B-dubs. But
we've been
but
why the long face?
They are stable adjacent.
We'll have to stop next time on the way to Wichita.
Yeah,
next time we visit our buddies at T95, we'll have to actually stop in Salina and visit stable adjacent B-dubs.
We always think about going to this little dance place, which I believe is east of town in Salina, but it's usually Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
On the way back home, yeah.
I forget the name of that joint.
Oh, you want to see the Sunday Day Shifters?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Sunday Day Shifters.
Is that Steve?
What is the name of that flip bar post?
The Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West Club.
Yeah.
I doubt they're dancing on Sunday morning. You can't even get a bottle of whiskey on Sunday morning in Salina, can you?
Oh, and you're going to need a bottle of whiskey to see those girls naked.
Maybe after noon.
Oh, man. There is not enough support in the Haynes Library.
Oh, yeah. Monday through Saturday, 4:30 to 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can find one in the parking lot sleeping there on a Sunday morning or something like that. Say dance
just left her purse in the club. She can't get back in.
No,
I'm here till Monday.
Not open till happy hour, huh?
So explain what the guy did to the horse with it being careful, because it was not your usual sex with a horse, although it is kind of sex with a horse. He chooses a different route. Which
it's
is
totally real sex with the horse.
Yeah, but it's not like a stool when he's taking care of that. He's actually...
He's like making out with the horse.
No, sort of.
How do you make out? Because I know the details of this.
Yeah, me too. He didn't kiss the horse.
The Judge Stafford said that the basis of the Animal Cruelty Act, for which he was charged, was to ensure that humans protected the welfare and the manner of treatment of the animals. She said the 2 sexual acts, allowing the horse to...
oral.
I suppose the peanut butter defense.
Yeah.
And then it says digitally.
Yeah, so he's digital. He's digit.
Oh.
I don't...
Not
that
like
just,
analog for, and digital.
Except for the horse's pleasure?
I got nothing on this.
You,
Puss?
No. No. No.
Bush grew up in a small town, too.
Okay.
Real small town. Don't think too hard about this, Chris.
You don't want to look a gifted horse in the mouth, right? Is that what you say? Is that where that saying comes from?
Now, you were saying...
A little long in the tooth.
You were saying the horse might be traumatized, and we'd actually... This is off the air. We disagreed with that, because I don't think the horse even knew what the hell was going on. It didn't matter.
Well, now, the trainer says that he was preparing the horse to race, but the incident has changed the demeanor of the animal.
Yeah, well, his mind's kind of drifting.
Yeah.
The filly went from being quiet to just being highly strung. She changed in 24 hours.
So it may have actually affected her.
We had to put her in the paddock to try and get her head right. And, so, well, it...
But our argument was, how would they know the difference between that...
And just a doctor.
Yeah,
and say, check her prostate cancer on a horse or something like that.
I think you just catch a vibe. I think you catch a vibe that, this isn't right.
This guy ain't a doctor.
I don't... Yeah. I've never had to do this before, and I've seen a lot of these guys. This is a part I've never seen before.
Yeah. The horses can pick up on that?
I kind of think this might be a wiener.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do it, but I'm pretty sure this is a wiener.
That's stick to the table. I want that clip.
Yeah, that's stick to the table.
I want that clip. We can use that when Chris is not here the rest of the year. I will play that clip in all context.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I can't either.
Because next year I'm going to be like, is that me? Is that me?
You're going to forget about it.
Yeah.
But believe me, we'll play
it
a lot.
You're going to hear it in 15 minutes.
You are going to hear it in 15 minutes. Yes, you are. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to use that for everything.
It's like a radio meme.
That's going to be great.
Horses wink, but only the ugly ones, apparently.
Oh, poor horse.
The cute ones play hard to get. They're just used to all the attention.
You would think you wouldn't put a camera in your stable just because you don't want to see what's happening.
Well, they were suspecting.
Oh, they suspected it. Got it.
Yeah, they were suspecting things.
You put a camera somewhere, you know something's happening, so do you want to see it, you know?
You got to figure it out.
Is that horse doing a walk of shame?
When you put that
cameras up.
When they put that camera up and you suspect the worst, you don't suspect this.
I do now because of the stories.
You don't expect that.
Well, what do you expect? The guy to be actually slapping the horse?
You suspect the worst.
That's the worst.
This is about the worst.
Right.
You know.
Well, he could have just suspected some thievery and some walking around and whatnot. Didn't have to suspect they were knocking. They were trying to get with the horse.
Well, also, it's actually in the stable, though. Only thing you could do is actually abuse it physically, like punch it or something like that.
What were you expecting, Puss? Cattle rustling?
Well, something less awful than that.
Well, he put it up there because he thought something sexually was happening, don't you think? Because if you hire this guy, like Chris was saying, that guy, he ain't right. You know.
Also, we're talking digitally.
Right.
How big are this dude's fingers? Because the size of the animal.
Yeah, you're right.
You wonder how effective that is.
That's why I don't think they'd even care.
Yeah. I don't think it cares, but definitely the mouth stuff,
What you said, what you're going to hear now in 13 minutes. We do it now, but Puss has to do it during the break. And we'll play it shortly. You got something to take us out with, Craig? Chris Porter, funnyboatomaha.com, with us this morning. Go see the man. He's very funny.
Very quickly. From PennLive.com, Millersburg.
Yeah, it's a little, I think it's a coal town up north. Actually, right up the river from where I'm from. But, yeah, I guarantee you, where I'm from and where these guys are from, they speak with a drawl, and we don't.
Oh, okay.
All right.
This is a drawl town.
Troopers were called to investigate a naked man walking down the road.
Yeah.
As troopers arrived, they found 23-year-old Clayton Coleman was standing on the road naked.
That's a name you'd
hear. It's always a Clayton.
And that's a name you'd hear up the river, too, Clayton.
Yeah. You tell me a state trooper found a naked guy on the side of the road, my third name guess is Clayton. Right off the top. I'm going to go Gary first, always. I'm always Gary first. And then Steve, because Steve is always a weirdo. Yeah. And then Clayton.
Got it.
It is just up the Susquehanna.
Yeah,
from,
yeah, I know where it's at.
Harrisburg. Yeah. It looks like maybe they're not all hill jacks. Yeah, but you probably
they come
don't
in from the hill.
Look, have to look too hard to find a hill jack around that area.
They may not be hill jacks, but many of them are at least jacks.
Yeah. So what do you do? Naked Clayton.
Yeah,
that's a sex act. You were the Naked Clayton last night.
Troopers found 23-year-old Clayton Coleman standing on the road naked. He informed them that he was, quote, partying hard, and that's why he's naked.
That's honesty. That is honesty.
Yeah. I read it on a T-shirt. Party naked.
As a cop, what do you say to that? All right.
I think I got some relatives from that area. I think I do. I don't think it's this guy, but could be.
Yeah.
All right.
They may be the ones you talk about on.
I don't ever see these guys, but it's like a cousins from another, like my grandparents. Brother or sister had some family up
I thought
that
area. Maybe you read their Facebook feed.
No,
these people don't have Facebook.
No, they don't. Chris Porter with us.